Hello everybody, George here, and first of all, happy Labor Day to everybody who may be listening. Got a neat little app here which I'd like to talk about. I subscribe to something called App Gratis, in which apps are featured and they become free for a day. So today's freebie, I've forgotten how much it normally costs, but I don't think it's that expensive. Anyways, this one is called Rolling Ruler. And I kind of thought, okay, that's interesting. So I read, you know, further, found out that this is really an app that will let your iOS device measure things. And I thought, now how on earth can this work? I'm not sure, to be honest, how it does, but you start with your device at one end of an object and do an end-over-end with it vertically to the other end. I'm hoping I'm describing that well. It's a bit tricky because I was doing it the wrong way. I'm going to try to demonstrate it. I've got it on my iPhone, using an iPhone 5, but apparently it works on all versions of iPhone, all versions of iPad, etc. I should have mentioned the provider's name, but it's on my rolling ruler. Just for... Okay, so that's the spelling. Anyway, let's open it up.
Welcome to Rolling Ruler. Rolling Ruler. Launch screen. Button.
Now, I have the Australian voice selected as my main voice, but you notice that that used Samantha. And it does that right at the beginning. And this first bit is, it shows up as a text field, but it's really just instructions.
0.000 inches.
Well, it normally is instructions, let's put that way. There's something here called Launch Screen. And what it does is if you tap it, it will allow you to change the units that you're measuring. So I'll demonstrate.
0 point launch screen button. Change the unit of distance to centimeters.
Change the unit of distance to centimeters.
Change the unit of distance to feet. Change the unit of distance to meters. Change the unit of distance to inches.
Which is where I like it, at inches. There's a bit of a discrepancy because VoiceOver is talking over the ruler voice. So, I've got the iPhone upright. The screen face is facing the start of my object, which happens to be my base amp. Now, this is approximately 25 inches long. I'm going to see if I can get this to measure accurately. It's important you try to get this thing going end over end the right way, so you're taking it, literally flipping it, not rolling it, but, wow. I go and do something, but yet trying to describe it is interesting, so I'm going to start this up. There's buttons at the top, so the...
0.0.
That's your measure, but I haven't taken one yet. See the top
launch screen
is top roughly center, I think. Where's the other one? Start button's kind of... Oh, and it's already started. Guide is to the right, so I'm going to start rolling this thing. I was going to explain where things were, but I'm doing end over end, so the phone is flipping vertically. And I should be able to not lock my screen. I press down too hard. So much for a smooth transition.
All done. The distance is 20.118 inches.
Well, had I finished.
20.118 inches.
Okay, so that's also accessible by VoiceOver. All of these controls are accessible, not labeled correctly, but they will actually work. So there's no real way to clear this from what I can tell, so I'm just going to restart. So, got the screen of my iPhone facing what's to my left as I'm starting it here. They like your top edge aligned. Okay, so I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to hit the start button, which is at the bottom left of my screen. The guide button is to the bottom right, and that's just the instructions that would come up when we open the app. So this is what we... Well, that's help. So that's the bottom right. Sorry. Guide is bottom button. Left. Where is start then?
Start button.
Start's like a... in the middle, just slightly raised above that. So I'll start here.
Start measuring.
And I'll do an end over end. Trying not to touch anything too heavily. And it doesn't always... I'm just going to take this down and move it manually because it didn't quite line up with the edge of my unit. So I'm going to stop here. Just try to hold it still. If I hold it still for 5 seconds, it should automatically talk to me and measure, but it doesn't seem to do that all the time. Did it by mistake earlier today on this recording, but that's okay. So guide button, I'm just going to have to find that value again. Yeah, so obviously I got it slightly wrong. 21.5...
22.037 inches.
Oh, and I moved it again, so... moving that around, I must have affected it. But I'm going to tell it to go ahead and stop. Now that's the start button, of course. It's like a toggle. I didn't do that very favorably. So you have to kind of make sure you're literally turning that end over end without really... and keep it relatively straight while you're doing that. That's hard to... Anyways, it's something to experiment with. It does work with VoiceOver, and it does work fairly accurately if you can get the technique right. It's today's offer on AppGratis. I'm going to pause this and actually get back with some other information. I haven't done this entirely smoothly, but I hope it's enough to go by. If I can do that now.
Pause recording.
Okay, for those of you, if you happen to miss the deal, it's $1.19 for us Canadians, which I think means that it's 99 cents US. Correct me if I'm wrong. anyway, not huge for the price of it, and... within reason, it works with VoiceOver, and you heard me going through the measurements, so you got the main ones. Meters, feet, centimeters. Anyway, I don't know how many times I've wanted to measure something and can never seem to find a ruler. So there you have it. I don't think it takes up a lot of space either, and you don't need an online connection. There's a video that describes how it works, but that won't help those of us who can't see very well, I don't think. Anyways, I think that's about all I can say about it. Feel free to check it out. It's funny, it says in the guide that it's by somebody different, but it on the App Store, if you have to search for it by... the maker, it's capital J-I-A-N, Lee, L-I, and should be fairly easy to find. Can't speak for whether it's actually in the UK App Store or not, but it certainly is here in Canada, I suspect as well in the US, as I'm not entirely sure where AppGratis is based. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that for now. So take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.